Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Back here in WEI Afternoons, hour number 2, on a Patriots Victory Monday. I don't think this was an official Victory Monday by Vrabel. He gave him the day off, but he kind of swapped Tuesday for Monday, and they get back late from Baltimore, so it's...
Nope. No victory shots for the crew, either, on the Greg Hill show.
He said he would go have to do them all by himself, which could be a little intense.
What do they actually do shots of? What is it?
It's like a gut shot. It's full of antioxidants, ginger, cayenne pepper, all sorts of good stuff. Like it keeps all the stuff that knocks people like myself and Arcand who have kids and viruses from elementary school at bay. It's good for you.
Yes, Stiz, did you have a follow-up to that?
Well, I was going
to
tell Nick it must not work then. But what I want to know...
I don't take it, jackass.
Maybe you should.
Sorry, I don't have Mike Vrabel money. I can't just sashay to the local juicery and get a bunch of, you know, green shots and cayenne pepper ginger bombs.
What I want to know is if we are going as a show to celebrate with Jeremy Springer and, you know, breaking him in with the eggnog.
I'm not sure it's celebrating. They won, but I'm not sure he won the day with that fake punt that we're going to get to a little bit later. But yes, he did invite us, win or lose. He invited us to his office today with eggnog. So.
Was that a real invite or was that a radio invite?
I think it was a radio invite, and I think we took it as a radio invite since we're sitting in our usual seats and not at Gillette Stadium pounding on a door. Security! He invited us, I swear.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time because I'm ready to nog it up any hour of the day.
I feel like if we showed up, you know when they keep throwing Elf out of the father's building? I feel like that's what would happen to us. We'd have our eggnog in one hand and whiskey in the other, and they'd be tossing us into the parking.
Oh, WEI Afternoons. Have you guys ever seen a mailroom before?
All right, Stiz, it's 3 o'clock. That means one thing. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready! 19!
Ready,
yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Your tip stands! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you called the worst fake punt of the decade, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We got three hosts. Each will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports and beyond. Since Andy Hart so vehemently promoted my three-point stance on the Boston Red Sox, who decided to be active yesterday, of all things, I am giving myself 60 seconds to tell you the good in the bad, the short-term good, the long-term bad of the Boston Red Sox acquisition of 33-year-old right-handed hitting first baseman Wilson Contreras from the St. Louis Cardinals. They give up Hunter Dobbins, they give up prospects Yoker Fajardo and Blake Aida to the Cardinals. Andy, can you tell me a fun fact of about Yoker Fajardo?
No, but you can.
I don't have any either, because he's a prospect that doesn't factor in. No, that's the point.
Is his name Will Hardo? How do you pronounce it?
Yoker Fajardo.
Can we trade it a Hardo? I like Hardos.
That literally sounds like a trade you would engineer with the Nuggets.
Well, sure. Yeah, I agree. But let me tell you the positives. He posted the lowest whiff rate in 2025 since 2018 of his career, so he's striking out less. That's good. His pulled air rate is the highest that it's been of his career. I'm scraping the bottle at the bottom of the barrel, but he's been pulling the ball more, so he'll like left field at Fenway Park more. He's also tied for fifth in fielding run value among first basemen and fourth in outs above average. He's a very good defensive first baseman, and he hit fourth a lot with the Cardinals, 76 games with a .270 average in the cleanup spot. So Anthony, Story, Duran, and Contreras as your top four, that's good. There's a couple negatives that I'll get to quickly. The Red Sox are right at $244 million. MassLive reported that the Red Sox are not willing to go over the first tax threshold, so my worry is that that is their last move of the offseason.
If it is.
Yeah, this does not excite me. I heard people trying to spin this as a positive, like, okay, he's fine. He'll hit you 20 home runs. Like, that's fine. And you now have a first baseman. You don't have to count on Tristan Casas to get healthy and play a bad first base for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is a mediocre move. This is a
correct
fourth or fifth best move.
This is the complimentary bat move that we were told.
Yes. Yeah. This is your 5-6-7 hitter. I don't want him as my cleanup hitter. Now, will he get a bump out of Fenway Park? Maybe. That's great. Get a little bump out of it. Also, I thought I may have heard this wrong. So you do the trending. So you are very in line with all the news and the very specific information.
Allegedly, yeah.
So I thought that Pete Alonso was too old.
He was.
How old is Wilson with two L's, Contreras?
He's 33.
Oh, yeah. Two years older than Pete Alonso, Andy.
Interesting. So he's 2 years older and hits half as many home runs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to get excited?
Yes, because, and Fitz, you've alluded to this too, when it comes to making trades versus signing free agents. This has been proven now 2 years in a row that Craig Breslow is incapable of negotiating with big time free agents or whoever is involved in the front office process.
Correct.
But it's supposed to be Breslow. So you miss out on Max Fried last year, so you have to send four prospects out the door to get Garrett Crochet. It worked, but that was your backup option. You miss out on Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber, so you have to spend assets in order to acquire Wilson Contreras. You cut your nose off to spite your face because you're incapable of negotiating with free agents, and then you turn around and make stupid excuses for why you couldn't do that.
So my bad.
Thank you, Breslow. So you've proven you can't do that, and now both major trades that you've made this offseason, you've had to have it subsidized. You've needed St. Louis to send money back in order to justify the players that you're getting. So while I don't mind the addition, the long-term negatives that have been further proven by this deal blow my mind, Fitzy.
Well, I don't understand why they're acting like, again, no poverty franchise is spending $250 million on their major league roster, but why are they making poverty franchise moves? Why are they only dealing away pitching prospects to try and acquire major league talent in return? Just go to the store and tell the person at the counter, the clerk, the cashier, the sales assistant, hi, that thing I saw in the front window where I didn't know what the price tag was, can you tell me how much it costs and also wrap it up because that's what I need? But they refuse to do that. They have to go all the way through to the return rack, the sales bin, the discount shelves. I don't get it. Contreras is 2 years older, plays a little bit better defense, and yeah, he's got catching experience too. Oh, great. So if Narvi goes down, maybe we can send him from first back behind the dish. Awesome. He hits half as many home runs and cost a little more than half. And by the way, if you sign Pete Alonso, he doesn't cost you Hunter Dobbins, who last I checked, he wasn't necessarily going to be your number three starter, but didn't suck. Yes, it was a bummer. He tore his ACL last year and didn't get to finish what was a promising season. But like Craig Breslow just seems incredibly comfortable to deal away assets like Fitz and now Dobbins and other and the password just to acquire talent that Dan might very well be around only for a year or two. This just in. I don't love it.
And I also, you're kind of getting back to the line of scrimmage. You're behind the chains right now. So you let Giolito go, who at points last year we were trying to spin as like the best pitcher in baseball. Oh, his numbers in the last 30 days, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was like Zach Wheeler from Philly and then Lucas Giolito for a six-week span.
So that's what Sonny Gray is, replaces that. So you're kind of getting, you hope, back to even. Who knows? Sonny Gray's 117. If he has the fall-off-the-map year, maybe you don't get back to even.
Right.
And if your instincts slash Mass Live's economic reporting are accurate, you're not getting Bregman. So this is your Bregman replacement, essentially. So you're back to Bregman as your 20 home run, good guy, fields well at first instead of third. Right? Like, that's the slots you're filling. You didn't fill the Devers slot. That slot is still non-existent for a 30 home run, 120 RBI guy. And that's why I stand by. They're a worse baseball team. They're making moves. And I'm not as worked up as you are as at the assets, because I don't think they've really traded much in terms of assets this offseason.
No, they're not massive. No, you didn't deal. You know what you didn't do yet so far, Andy? You didn't deal Toley. You didn't deal early.
Right. So I'm not as worried about that. My issue is you're kind of, you know what this feels like? Bill Belichick gets rid of Shaq Mason and then drafts Cole Strange. Well, you created the hole you just filled. You didn't actually fill a hole. You let Bregman go and you get Contreras. You filled the hole you created. You didn't actually make your team better. And that's why I stand by my bet with Adam Jones that you will finish behind the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Orioles in the AL East.
Yeah, I think this Contreras deal, given the moves that the Rays made in the last week, at least gives you fourth place in the division.
Oh my God.
Fourth
Man,
place.
Are you
We're
telling people?
We're fourth place.
When the Patriots just made the playoffs and people have visions of first round buys dancing in their heads, that now Sox fans can look forward to not finishing last in the AL East next year? Because that is depressing.
It's
trust
grim.
The process.
And you
trust this, Brezbot.
It's you I don't trust, not the process.
And so just to reiterate the number, so the Red Sox at 244, that $244 million, that gives them $20 million before they hit that second luxury tax threshold that they are apparently very wary of hitting because, you know, they have to spend their precious dollars giving it back to the league if they hit that. So $20 million a year is not Alex Bregman. It is just by a hair Ketel Marte. But my He's bottom line is that in order to make another addition, the Red Sox are going to have to subtract something from their roster. If that's DFAing Masataki Yoshida, that's one thing. Trading Duran and his $7 million, that's another. But as currently constructed, you don't have the money or the wherewithal to make another move and improve your roster from being fourth place in the division.
How's my $25 million Hicks and Sandoval combo doing?
Taking up a whole lot of space.
That's $25 million worth.
What are they going to do? Is there no way to just buy them out, burn that money, light it on fire, turn it into a charitable donation to Children's Hospital, something?
I mean, you can, but then again, that's the organizational efficiency. You're telling them to spend money on guys that aren't on your roster, and they're above doing that at this point because it's going to hurt their precious cash machine. It's bleak, fellas. I like Contreras as a player. If it was I signed Kyle Tucker and traded for Contreras.
Yes.
That's it. And then traded for Sonny Gray. That's a decent offseason. And you still have
or
the capability
anybody.
Of doing that. Bo Bichette.
Bichette, Bregman,
yep.
Alonzo, anyone else,
it,
and he's
Bichette.
The second bat, you're happy. He's the first bat. He's the only bat. Not happy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Sonny Gray. Joe Ryan and Sonny Gray? Woo-hoo, I'm excited. Let's see a series, baby. Oh, wait, it's just Sonny Gray? You're not getting anyone to be the number two that you've been promising me for going on almost a year now? That's the issue. I do have one thing that I like about this. Get ready for the brag. As the all-time leader in hit-by-pitch at Dartmouth High School, I do enjoy that Contreras gets hit by pitch a lot. That's the easiest way to get on base is let the ball hit you. So
the Don Baylor factor really turns you
23
on.
23
huh?
last year, Fitzy, and has had...
So he'll lean into it. Good.
Absolutely. So I got that, you know, with our luck. And one more legitimate positive, or this is kind of a PR positive. Is it anything that guys are giving up their no-trade clauses to come to the Red Sox? Like, is that like a little bit of a positive, like the vibe?
They're getting out of St. Louis, so it's really
getting
not
away from Heim Bloom, that awkward guy that is another robot,
or a team that's in an obvious rebuild, and they're people think that there's greater opportunity and a bigger a higher profile in Boston, which isn't necessarily a lie. But it's just not the World Series promised land that I think a lot of people believe it to be.
Yeah, just to attach myself to a big brand where I can hit home runs over the monster for a couple years and then cash in on a team that wants to pay me. It's a
couple
it's
years.
Kinda,
I can't believe
genius.
They're going to squander this Bregman thing, too. Like, this is just, this is like, this. Michael Lewis should follow Craig Breslow around for another couple of weeks and then write a book called How Not to Run an Offseason.
I don't really want Bregman back now. If it's really where the contracts are saying it's going, 5-150, 6-170.
I wouldn't worry about that.
I don't want that contract on the books because that's just a reason why I can't get somebody I want more down the road. I don't want that contract on the books.
But you'd believe that number?
I never know what to believe in Major League Baseball. No, I don't. The short answer is no. I don't really believe that number, but if the number goes up in that direction, I don't want that on the books.
I'm with you, but I also get the sense that the market on Bregman is extremely cold. Like, I think...
It's pretty cool, it feels like.
I'm starting to get Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell vibes from Scott Boras in that things have gone very cold, and so now I'm trying to spin, oh, well, now the Blue Jays are kicking the tires on Bregman. That's kind of the feeling from the reporting that I'm getting.
Okay,
right
so
now.
If you get, if it's Bregman, Story, Meyer, Contreras, that's a pretty good infield.
You're much better defensively than you've been in past
years. And you should have the hopes that that's 420 home run guys, potentially. Each one of those guys could hit you 20 home runs. So now you're getting a little closer to a depth of the Yankees. What was my number? 7 guys hit more than 20 home runs last year for the Yankees or something like that. You're getting a little closer to that depth of lineup that, okay, so if you add Bregman to the mix, I will look at this a little bit differently.
Yeah, I mean, 20 home runs from Marcelo Meyer feels a little strong.
Hey,
but
hold on. Hey, I'm a big fan.
Or maybe the platoon between him and Romy, because you'll probably play him against lefties, which I also don't mind at second base, and then you got 3 other guys.
Romy the homie hitting
Romy
home
the
runs.
All right, so we'll put a pin in that one for there. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
To 3-point it up? Let's do it.
3-point the hell out of it with 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, Stanley, hit it.
Gonzalez drives. Oh, this is a coming out party, folks. Hugo Gonzalez is here.
That's right. While you were busy over the weekend watching Tulane and all of the other terrible football teams get their teeth kicked in, or watching NFL games, or Christmas shopping, or bemoaning the sorry state of the Red Sox hot stove, or getting ready for the Patriots, guess what? Celtics won a couple of ball games, and somebody is turning into a star before our eyes. The age of Hugo Gonzalez is here, and while the hyperbole of Drew Carter and Scal saying this could be your rookie of the year might be a little much right now, I got to say, this kid is awesome. The energy, you talk about energy, you talk about entertainment, you talk about effort. This kid brings it and then some. Here's some fun stats for you. Celtics under 20 who've recorded a double-double. Hugo Gonzalez and Jason Tatum. That's it. Of course, you heard the dunk that he delivered basically from the three-point line against the Raptors. Cada has raved about him, saying all he heard from some friends that he had over at Real Madrid is that this kid was high energy and a massive character. He has the highest plus-minus by a rookie this season over VJ Edgecombe and Dylan Harper as well. And his response to why he had the energy to play 29 minutes one night and then drop the hammer the next night: you can't be tired. I'm only 19. It's easy for me to have great energy when the team is also helping and everyone wants the guy next to him to be successful. Oh, my God. Celtics stole one with this. Brad Stevens, best GM in Boston.
That may be true. I'm not sure Hugo Gonzalez is the reason he's the best GM in Boston. It might be some of the bigger moves and things he's done over the years.
Well, sure, but he's just like, I mean, Andy, this, like, the kid is fun.
He is.
Like, what a great addition he is. For him to already be making, like, The highlight plays are fun. Like, they're great to share on social media, play on the radio, and have the kids jump out of the chair, knock over a popcorn bowl, and go, "Dad, did you see that?" But in terms of just what his value is, what he adds on the team, to be a solid defender, to be an energy guy, like the other night, he had 10 points and 10 rebounds. Again, Andy, he's high school age, and he's doing this on the court with big professional NBA basketball players. Like, it's pretty damn impressive.
I don't know if you've heard, because I've heard it every time I've watched a broadcast. He's been playing professional basketball since, I believe, he was 13 at Real Madrid, that he, like, left his family. It's been a talking point nonstop. So he's really in, like, year six of professional basketball, just
he's
year one.
He's been playing pro ball longer than Drake May's been playing football.
I do think that the thing I always think about with him is Tommy Heinsohn. I think Tommy Heinsohn would love him. He's a guy that Tommy Heinsohn would be just yelling about, Tommy points, everything. I don't know, maybe checking him out in the shower, figuring those types of things out.
He'd be screaming after one of his dunks or a big block, "Anywhere Ugo, I go. I love this kid."
But I will wait before I anoint him the best rookie in basketball or the next big thing in Boston.
But he's happening. You cannot deny that he's starting to become a thing.
The career-defining moment for Brad Stevens. I love the passion. I love the passion, Fitzgerald. But I think you might have got a little overly – you're feeling the eggnog. You're feeling the Christmas spirit.
Oh,
you're feeling
the
win there.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I love me a new star in the Boston sports scene, and I love especially the way this kid plays. Like, he's about as not Boston as anybody could possibly be upon looks, dialect, etc. But the way that he plays definitely is going to cater some favor around these parts.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to follow up those three-point stances with a chat, I believe, with Marcus Jones, the Patriots cornerback, punt returner, fumble recoverer, up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, give me what's trending.
It's remarkable to watch. And coming off of last week, for me, it was like, well, how mature are you? The collapse at home last week. Can you handle that just choke job? and then to go down 11 on the road versus a great defense. This is a very good defense in Baltimore. And just find ways to climb back in and make big throw after big throw after big throw down the field. I'm second right now for me.
That was Dan Orlovsky talking about the bounce back of Drake May and the Patriots from the, quote, choke job against the Bills to the victory over the Baltimore Ravens last night, Sunday night football down in Baltimore. The Inner Harbor was all lit up for the primetime Sunday affair.
Fireworks being shot onto the field.
Is that real? Because it looked like AI to me. I swore that was AI.
I think it was real.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked like a
meteor.
Nobody
was hurt, but...
Jesus. They got to be a little more careful with those things.
When in Baltimore.
But it is a Patriots Friday here on... Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoon. So we go right to the guest line to talk to, as we do each and every week, Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we feeling after that victory last night?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are great. So one of the things we were asking about last week coming off that Bills loss was, could it be a good thing? How does the team respond? What is the end result in the next week in Baltimore? Certainly safe to say you guys responded pretty well in that tough environment last night to get the victory.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. The main thing that I'm happy about is that we fought 60 minutes, you know, no matter how it was in the game and everything like that. Everyone was, you know, dialed into the details and make sure to finish the game.
So, Marcus, it seemed to be kind of touch and go there for a little while with you last week. You were on the injury report, didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday, come back Friday, and you were questionable. When did you know that you were going to be good to go, and did it ever get to really close to you not being able to play last night?
I felt as though, you know, whenever it got to, like, Thursday and everything like that, I knew that, you know, I was feeling good and stuff and, you know, and everything. And then, you know, everyone treatment-wise, stuff like that, and Braves and everyone, you know, felt as though that I was good. So I was happy to be out there to contribute and everything like that and help the guys out to get a W.
You were one of a number of players that missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but then were able to play. What is the process like in terms of getting ready, game plan, mental reps while you're working through health issues during the week to make sure, even though you miss a couple practice days, you are ready to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I can only speak for myself when it comes down to that. But the main thing is that I'm in meetings and everything like that. I'm getting all the details and stuff like that and, you know, making sure to, you know, dial in from the situation of watching the film and knowing what we need to do, the adjustments and everything when it comes down to it, because every week is different. So, you know, when it comes down to all of those things, we're always, you know, in top tip shape whenever it comes down to that.
Okay. Just be honest. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how much you've had to play him before, what your experience has been, but just how hard is it to tackle Derrick Henry? Because that looks like a daunting task.
Yeah, the main thing is, you know, to stop his feet and, you know, get him before he gets started and everything. Everyone knows whenever he gets to the second level and, you know, he gets going, it just makes it a harder task in the situation of getting him down and everything as he build up. So I would say, you know, he's definitely a problem and can become a problem whenever he doesn't stop his feet and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a great player.
Patriots captain Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. One of those tackles was your buddy Christian Gonzalez. Had him out wide, and we've all seen the highlights in the past. His stiff arm can be deadly. It can land you on some embarrassing highlight films. But Christian was able to sort of swat it away in tackling Derrick Henry. How much do you guys focus on that stiff arm, work on it? How impressive was it that Gonzo was able to do that?
Yeah, we practice it every week, I can honestly say. You know, every day of the week and everything like that, we always talk about the situation of stiff arm, not just with him, but, you know, anytime, you know, runners end up having a, you know, one-on-one situation and trying to stiff arm. But we know that week and everything with Derek, he likes to do those things. So we always make sure to practice it every week. And it was great to end up having that situation because, you know, we practice it and being able to execute it in the game is the main thing.
Your coach talked about packing your identity going on the road and that you guys needed to make sure that you were ready for a big one last night. You had guys going down left and right all over every level of the defense and the team, it seemed. Is that toughness and that resilience and that next man up identity really what your defense is all about? Is that the identity your coach was talking about?
For sure. You know, he always talks about preparing as a starter. We have a lot of guys that's always, you know, preparing as a starter. And in this league, you know, we all understand that it's always the next man up mentality. So anyone that we have out there, man, we trust them when it comes down to the plays and executing everything that they need to do. So, you know, preparing as a starter is very important.
You referenced playing four quarters, 60 minutes of football, resiliency, those things to get this victory. I know you guys ignore the outside noise, but did you guys need that, this type of game, to maybe prove it to yourselves as you head towards the postseason?
I can't say when it comes down to, you know, needing those situations. I would say, you know, we had a loss and we're always talking about bouncing back and being able to, you know, respond, you know, in the National Football League, any sport in general, you know, how you respond is, you know, shows a lot about the team whenever it comes down to, like you said, the team identity and showing that, you know, whenever we do take a loss, you know, we know how to respond and get back to the details that we need to get back to. So, you know, I'm just happy about how we responded and looking forward to next week.
Marcus, how big was the support from Pats fans on the road last night? How nice was it when you guys were on the ropes and trying to stage the comeback and make some plays to hear MVP chants and let's go Pats chants all throughout M&T Bank Stadium?
Extremely supportive, man. I commend all the fans that end up coming on the road and, you know, being loud for us and stuff. Yeah, we've seen it time and time again. Every time that we're away, you know, we hear, you know, the defense chants, you know, the MVP chants and everything. And then also just, you know, the excitement when it comes down to us making plays. So, man, we want the Pats fans to definitely show up in New York as well and everything this week and stuff. So, you know, we love our fans for sure.
You reference practicing against stiff arms every week. I'm also guessing you guys practice the peanut punch almost every day because yesterday you got two of them. Hawkins got Henry early, and then you had the one with Chaisson on Flowers late that you actually recovered. How much of a weapon has that become for defensive players, that peanut punch trying to force fumbles?
Man, it's extreme. You know, defense especially, we're always talking about turning the ball over and stuff. You know, usually it's the guy that you don't see. That's what they usually say, and is very accurate when it comes down to it because, you know, usually when guys are trying to make the move and stuff, they're just focused on one person, and that person that's, you know, running behind them or the person that they don't see can end up punching the ball and, you know, possibly getting the ball out. So we talk about turnover tackle all the time. So it's one of those situations to where we practice it a lot, and, you know, being able to execute it on Sundays is the main objective.
Well, you guys, Marcus, now have officially punched your ticket to the postseason. Speaking of punching things, you guys are a playoff team now. Just real quick, just once that set in last night and you guys all had a chance to discuss that, knowing that was one of your goals this season, how exciting was that, albeit, you know, probably very temporary because I know you guys are always on to the next goal?
Yeah, it meant a lot, you know, when it comes down to, you know, the steps that we're trying to get to. You know, like you said, we hit one of our goals, but like you said as well, you know, it's kind of like, all right, that's great and stuff, and now we're on to this week and everything, and, you know, take it week by week is very important.
Marcus, it seemed like from afar watching on TV that Baltimore was very intent on hang time, letting the coverage get down, keeping the ball away from you. When a team is doing that and clearly, you know, not letting you return it, do you get frustrated? Do you take it as a sign of respect and sort of pride? What's kind of in your mindset when you're itching to try to get a return?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I kind of see it as a sign of respect in a way. You know, I understand their situation of, you know, trying to put a lot of hang time on the ball, making it difficult for me to catch the ball. My main thing is just always playing smart. You know, if I can get to it in a fair catch, I'm definitely going to do it. But the main objective is getting the ball back to the offense. So I had to do a couple, you know, Peter calls, let my guys know that's blocking and get out of the way and everything, and then kind of go from there. But at the end of the day, it's just always about being patient, you know, being smart about the situation. Sometimes, you know, they will outkick their coverage, and whenever I can return it, you know, I'm going to try to make the most of it. But at the end of the day, I got to be smart.
Did you notice anything different about how the Ravens played on offense once Lamar Jackson went out and Snoop Huntley came in? Because they seemed to have a lot of – they didn't look that different on television or from our seats versus what you may have experienced on field, Marcus.
Yeah, I would say their situation, I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch. You know, they were always trying to establish a run game. They would still kind of do that whenever Lamar was in the game as well. So – I would say I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch.
Do Do you you hear a lot of coaches say, you know, run to the football and good things will happen? I feel like you've been involved every Monday. I feel like you're around the football. We talk about a play, an interception. Yesterday, it's a fumble recovery. How is it you seem to be around the ball at all times in key situations?
I just, when they say, you know, run into the ball, effort and finish, you know, Brave says it a lot, and, you know, we understand that. But, yeah, if you run to the ball, you know, good things will happen. So that's just the effort thing.
So, obviously, this will be an interesting, dare I say, unique and enjoyable week leading up to the Jets game because, while obviously, again, you know, you're coming off of a big comeback win and you guys are a playoff team, you also have Christmas, like, right smack in the middle of all of it. How are you going to handle that, Marcus, and what are your particular plans for celebrating the holiday?
Yeah, you know, we get Christmas off, so being able to spend time with family means a lot. I get to call my family and everything like that and spend time with loved ones.
What about gifts in the locker room? We'll get you out on this before we let you go. We always talk to the quarterbacks. You'll see it on, like, social media. Oh, Brock Purdy got his offensive line a truck or whatever, golf carts, custom. How many gifts are shared in the locker room with just the rest of the team? Not the quarterback with the O-line, but the rest of the team. Do you guys swap gifts?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, everyone has their different ways and everything. I know the DBs are doing the DBs, and I feel as though it's all position groups and everything, and people exchange gifts.
Are you a good gift giver? Somebody getting a good gift from you?
I feel as though I am a good gift giver, but also you got to understand as well, like, from receiving a gift, I'm thankful for whatever I get. I'm not crazy about it. The main thing that I end up loving is socks. Because I'm always needing new socks and everything
socks.
Like that.
Wow.
I'm pretty basic. I don't need too much and everything. I'm not high maintenance.
Wow, you are not. If your favorite gift is socks, you are like the dream for every kid or every wife.
Like my cat.
Just get some fancy socks. Do they have to be like super fancy or just regular basic socks?
Nah, regular socks and underwear. I'm cool with those too.
Wow. So, okay, anybody that has Marcus Jones on their to-buy-for list, just get him some underwear and socks, and we're good. In all seriousness, though, we hope you enjoy the Christmas, enjoy the time off that day. Congrats on the big win, and good luck over the next couple weeks.
For sure. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus. Thank Patriots you, Marcus. Cornerback Marcus Jones. Socks.
Socks and drawers. That's it, huh?
Who says, like, socks? Like,
wait,
I feel
no,
like...
What 25-year-old yeah. says socks and undies?
Who just signed a 30-whatever million-dollar contract?
I'll like... answer that question. A 25-year-old who is lying.
You think that was a lie?
Yeah,
I just
of course
want
he's
socks.
Of course he's lying. He's just being polite, guys. Come on.
I see Christian Gonzalez, like, fist, you know, pumping his fist, like, oh, I got to buy him just Hanes socks. Go to Target and get a pack of, you know, $13.99
yeah, meanwhile,
Hanes
if we had Christian Gonzalez, he'd be like, you know, you could start at Gucci and maybe some Yves Saint Laurent or Fendi, like, wow.
Socks
and, all right, so what are we going to do? Like, what's the, it's a good, Dan, do we have a House Bombas account?
Those Bombas aren't, those are not cheap. Those are not, that's why
yeah.
I was asking. Those are
but
a little.
But they're nice.
They
but
are
they're
nice.
Great.
Is that even above his pay grade, though? Are we just are we getting the Hanes, like,
that's what he said.
Pack?
He
yeah.
said just simple, like, go to Walmart, Target, wherever, get
that's
the
what
plane.
I knew he was lying, by the way. If
no,
he wanted,
he
like, luxurious
wear...
socks, that's one thing. I knew, as soon as he said, yeah, just grab me the one from Costco, I'm like, okay.
He's
oh,
not.
Oh, listen, hey, ain't no hating on Kirkland drawers.
No.
Let's get the job done.
Yeah, for us, not for the millionaire.
He was the defensive player of the month, what, a month and a half ago? Like he's
he
the...
just signed a $36 million deal.
He's
dude's
smart
gonna
with
be wearing
money.
Fruit of the Looms.
Best punt. You can be smart with your money if somebody else buys you fancy socks. I didn't tell him to spend all his money on socks, but somebody else could. Anyway, Marcus Jones wants socks for Christmas, so that's easy to fulfill that wish. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll react to a couple things that Marcus said about the defense and the adjustments, and we need to look into that defensive performance because we talked a lot about all the good, how they won, the comeback, the offense. The defense was a little shaky at times. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you notice anything different about how the Ravens played on offense once Lamar Jackson went out?
Yeah, I would say their situation, I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch. You know, they were always trying to establish a run game. They would still kind of do that whenever Lamar was in the game as well. So I would say I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch.
See? Nothing changes when you replace MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson with Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley. Same game plan, same approach, Fitzy.
Mm-hmm. See, except for all the doubters out there that are like, ah, oh, no, it was a, you beat the backup version, you beat the alternate Ravens. Like, no, you just heard it right there. Like, it's there's still a lot to handle, whether it's Lamar or his clone.
So, we do need to get into the defense and how they handled or didn't handle the Ravens, depending on your perspective. Derrick Henry ran it 18 times for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did have the early fumble punched out by Jalen Hawkins. Total, the Ravens had 33 rushes for 171 yards. That's 5.2 yards per carry. So that downward trend of the run defense, sans Milton Williams and now Robert Spillane and Tonga and everybody else being banged up wasn't great. The interesting part is, obviously, the Ravens drove it right down their throat to start the game with a mix of short passes and, obviously, Derrick Henry running the ball. Then Derrick Henry scored a rushing touchdown with 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ravens were up 11 at that point, and Derrick Henry did not touch the ball for the remainder of the game. That's where we get into the conversation about John Harbaugh and usage and wanting to get this guy Mitchell involved with the
what were they
offense.
Thinking? Like, what was the what, like, why overthink? Like, this is again a classic example of keep it simple, stupid. Just do what you've been doing and do it well. Make the Patriots force you to adjust. Don't adjust on your own.
Yeah, I don't get it. And there was no indication that there was like an injury or any specific reason for it. As I said, Harbaugh was asked about it after the game and basically said it was sort of the normal rotation of whatever play, blah, 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 what they've been trying to do. It just, to me, it's a terrible look. And like, especially with the injury to Lamar, it's one thing if you know, because there was the discussion that the Mitchell guy is more explosive. He's more electric. Mm-hmm. So you put him in there because Lamar isn't as electric. Maybe that adds a layer to the offense that's been lacking with Lamar being slowed this year. But now Lamar's out. Huntley's in there. Don't you want your best player on the field? Like, don't you want Derrick Henry doing? And he ran the ball down your throat. And if you're paying attention to like, at one point Melissa Stark had to do that long injury update for the Patriots where it was a full screen. Remember the full screen that listed like every injury the Patriots are dealing with? And she's like, whew, taking a breath after like three or
Mike,
four names.
Chris, I just want you to know, Tonga, he's out. Henderson, he's out. Morgan Moses, he's questioned. Like, she's going on. Like, are you just reading the Patriots roster or is this an injury update?
And you see that as a Ravens coach and you don't have your 200 and whatever pound.
He's 55. Your best player this season. Even if he fumbled earlier in the game, that was as much a heads up play by Jalen Hawkins as it was a lack of ball security on Derrick Henry. Why in the world you are not trying to seal the deal with the closest thing you have to a closer out there in Derrick Henry? It was just such bad coaching.
And the one thing I do, though, wonder about this with the injuries, does that give you the excuse for the bad run defense, or is it just sort of an exacerbation of the bad run defense? Because this is a thing now. The Patriots' run defense went from historically good to are they just bad at run defense now? Are teams just running at will against them? And is that something that could trend toward a fatal flaw in the postseason where people are going to look at it, right? They're going to say, all these teams ran for like 150 on you. I think we're going to try to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how much that changes if and when Milton Williams comes off the injured reserve and gets activated, because last I checked, I do believe he is eligible to potentially return for the game Sunday against the Jetropolitans, which would be a nice added boost. Like, Andy, we could maybe see the run defense trend back in the other direction if the Milt man returns.
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll take your phone call, 617-779-7937. We got two questions to ask. There's been a lot of talk of identity. Pack your identity. Bring your identity. Establish an identity. What is the identity of the 2025 Patriots? It feels like it's sort of ebbed and flowed and grown as the season has gone on. And speaking of ebbing and flowing, the injury list continues to ebb and flow and grow. How did they get out of last night's game? Which of those injuries do you think is a concern long term? That breakdown and your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.